Can we talk about travellers?
Okay, yeah, sorry, we'll move on. What have you on travellers, Lee? You've got to with that. How did you become so, you know...
It was during the time I was a Labour councillor in Huthwaite in Nottinghamshire. We had a problem with the travelling community. They kept coming back to the same place all the time, and we had a particular beauty spot where they would come with a couple of vans, and they would just completely trash the place. There was feces lying about, you know, kids' nappies. They'd be out thieving, you know, stealing your pets, you know, burning copper at night time. Just been a general pain in the arse. So I said to the council, we need to get some barriers up here. Hey, as soon as they go, get some barriers up. So they went, the travellers did. We spent thousands of pounds clearing it up, but the council refused to put the barriers up. They went through all this nonsense of consultations. Hey presto, within 2 weeks, the same group of travellers were back. They trashed it all. And meanwhile, I'm trying to get in touch with the chief exec to get some barriers up, ignoring all my phone calls. They trashed the place again. Pets going missing, sheds being broken into, and then they left. And I've cleaned it up again, thousands of pounds to clean it up. And I thought, you know what, I'm not putting up with this. So I borrowed a JCB off a friend. Wanted to got two big boulders as big as this table, and I went and plonked them at the car park entrance. Within 30 seconds, the chief executive of the council was ringing me up, saying, can you please remove these boulders? Well, I gave him two words. And the second was off, so he just sent him. Pull the phone down. You know what? Within a month, there was barriers fitted there. So sometimes direct action is what people need.